This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The suspect in the Club Q attack in Colorado Springs is facing hate crime charges in the shooting. Anderson Aldrich was in court this morning in El Paso County and faces 5 counts of first-degree murder and 5 counts of committing a bias-motivated crime. 305 total counts against Aldrich have been filed in the shooting. At a press conference after the court hearing, District Attorney Michael Allen said the state intends to send a message with its case.
We're not going to tolerate actions against community members based on their sexual identity, those types of things. Members of that community have been harassed, intimidated, and abused for too long. That's not going to occur in the 4th Judicial District.
Aldrich is being held without bail. The next court hearing in the case is slated for late February. Denver's Citizen Oversight Board has announced a finalist for the city's independent monitor, the city's top law enforcement watchdog. Once confirmed by City Council, local defense attorney Elizabeth Perez-Castle would begin her role in January. Perez-Castle spent 12 years working at the Colorado State Public Defender's Office. Colorado air regulators will let an oil and gas facility near Fort Collins reopen. Prospect Energy operates the Krause storage tank site. Colorado air regulators shut it down in August after repeated odor complaints from neighbors. The state confirmed it was leaking hydrogen sulfide, a toxic, flammable gas. To reopen, the company must install new air monitors and inspect the site with leak-detecting cameras every 2 weeks. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 11:05. Coming up this hour, it's The Takeaway, and we'll be talking about a case at the Supreme Court that got its start in Colorado.